The topic of this podcast is privacy, which is discussed in chapter 17 of the book. Privacy is one of the most interesting and quickly development areas of the law of tort. You will recall the case of Kay and Robertson in 1991, in which it was established that privacy as such is not protected in English law. We have moved, however, from the 19th century, in which breach of confidence, as illustrated by the cases of Albert against Strange and Argyle against Argyle, were based upon a relationship of confidence, to, in the present day, the concept of privacy of information, the idea that you can decide when and how information about you can be publicized. Illustrations of this might be attendance at a drugs rehabilitation meeting, as in the Campbell case. The idea of a photograph, maybe in a public place, maybe with the claimant or the subject doing something completely innocent, as in the case of von Hanover. Even one's own name could be the subject of an anonymity order, as in the case of Venables and Thompson, the murderers of James Bulger. The courts have recognized that there may, in some cases, be a very strong commercial element in the need for so-called privacy or protection of information. The law in this area has been particularly affected by the coming into force of the Human Rights Act 1998, particularly Articles 8 and 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights. Article 8, referring to the right to private and family life, and Article 10, regarding the right to freedom of expression. The influence of the Human Rights Act is particularly important when the claimant is applying for the remedy of an injunction to actually prevent publication, and obviously that can impact tremendously upon Article 10 rights. Students will be interested to know about a relatively new case entitled Re-Guardian News and Media. It's interesting because it's the very first case reported by the newly constituted Supreme Court, the reference being 2010-1. In this case, five subjects of freezing orders imposed under terrorism legislation requested anonymity of their names in relation to court proceedings challenging those freezing orders. The Supreme Court, in weighing up Article 8 against Article 10, came down in favor of Article 10, holding that the principles of open justice, the idea that people should be able to freely debate issues to do with terrorism legislation, meant that revealing the names of these particular claimants was more important than protecting any interests that these claimants had in their own reputations. The Supreme Court also was of the opinion that news reports will have more interest, more substance, and more merit with names attached.